Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-T-T, 828-6-2-3. Today's 6-18. Yes, sir. Pamela Schmidt is a 67-year-old woman with history of hypertension, SVT, under the care of a cardiologist. She has a huge glomus tumor, G-L-O-M-U-S tumor, on both sides of her neck. She had it removed via surgery years ago, and she said, never again will I have surgery, period. The paragraph, the ultrasound of the neck today shows that the tumor is around the carotid artery, which she was told at one time that if that's the case, it's probably not resectable, and she realizes that and nevertheless does not want to do anything about it, period. She also has a history of SVT. She's on Atenolol, 25 milligram twice a day, which has helped her. She was told if that doesn't help, she needs to have ablation done, but she's definitely not interested to do so at this time. Period. Family history, history of thyroid cancer, thyroid glomus in the past, history of paraganglioma in her father, both in her mom and dad. Also, he has had coronary artery disease and stroke in her family members. Period. Let's see, review of system. She's lost weight, 10 pounds. She said she loses weight in the summertime. We're going to check her thyroid function. Her thyroid is seen along with the glomus tumor together, which is hard to, it makes it evaluate for tumors and or nodularities, period. Patient also has the right hearing loss, right ear surgery in the past related to the glomus and the neck tumor. Medication, Atenolol 25 BID, Norvasc 5 milligram once a day. Social last period in 2010. She has 3 children. She does not smoke, does not drink. She's single. She's divorced, but she lives with her ex-husband. She's a cake decorator here at Walmart. Allergy, Advil. Surgery, ear surgery, neck and tumor surgery in the past. Review of system as above. 103 pounds, 98.1, 16, 78, 140 over 78. Heart positive, swollen positive, is 2. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Large neck tumor noted, neurological non-focal. Below extremity shows trace edema assessment, number 1, hypertension control, number 2, SVT, number 3, weight loss, number 4, time to do blood test, number 4, glomus tumor of the neck bilaterally, number 5, does not want to do anything about it, number 6, check thyroid function, number 7, SVT appears to be controlled, number 8, pedal edema, mainly at night, most related to Norvasc and Atenolol, Nixon's leg pain and arm pain, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Nixon's abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number's last A1C was 5.7. Next number's with the weight loss, we'll check for A1C again. Next number's her thyroid was within normal limits last year at this time. Next number's findings were discussed with patients before leaving.